Tane County Planning Commission regular meeting to order. Bob, you want to establish a quorum?
Okay, Dave Stewart is not here. Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Doug Fabian is not here. Randy Fogel.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Here.
And Mike Schofield.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay, you want to explain the meeting procedures, please?
Yeah, I'd like to welcome you to the September 15th, 2014 regular meeting. It's being held for final approval of each Division III application that was presented at last Monday's public hearing, and also to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. Final votes will be heard first. Each project will be reviewed and voted upon by the Planning Commission. There are no sign-up sheets at tonight's meeting, as no additional public comments are to be taken unless expressly requested by the chairman or by the Planning Commission. If you do not accept the decision of the Planning Commission, the decision may be appealed to the Board of Adjustment. Board of Adjustment applications are available in the Planning Department office. Concept requests will be heard following the final votes. If you're presenting a concept request here tonight, your name or the name of your project will be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. They will hear your proposal and may request additional documentation to be presented at your public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard this evening, with the exception of the applicant or persons with information requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard or been voted upon. Thank you so much.
How you want to do this, Bob? With the computer down.
Yeah.
Everybody read the minutes?
Make a motion to be accepted as written.
Everybody approve? Aye.
Aye.
Everybody no? No. Been approved. How you want to do this, Bob? Put your computer down. You want to?
I just thought I'd read off. Normally at the vote, I just read off the recommended conditions, and I thought I'd just read through them. And the first one's the Creation Experience Museum. And on that, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Taney County Environmental Division of the Planning Department and the Western Taney County Fire Protection District shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three, if the on-site wastewater system shows any signs of failure, it shall be upgraded, ensuring capacity for the Creation Experience Museum. This upgraded on-site wastewater system shall be permitted via the Environmental Division of the Planning Department in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. Four, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And six, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Carrie, mm-hmm. You'll come up, please. Anybody got anything to ask, Carrie? Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept it as written.
I'll second it.
Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Everybody opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Sand Street Apartment.
Okay, the staff recommendation on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that include plans for the following: sediment and erosion control, stormwater management, land grading permit for all disturbances of over 1 acre, utility easements and building line setbacks, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking and utilities, a complete landscape and buffering plan showing the location, size, and planting materials for all buffer yards, both adjacent to public rights-of-way and residential properties, and then G, a lighting plan showing the location, height, and other specifications on the lighting to be provided for the development. Number two, compliance letters from the Taney County Regional Sewer District, the Taney County Public Water Supply District Number 2, the Taney County Road and Bridge Department, the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, and the Missouri Department of Natural Resources shall be submitted to the Planning Department office. Three Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures within the development. Four, prior to the issuance of Division 2 permits, the applicant shall ensure that the applicable sewer and water connections are in place. Five, prior to issuing Division 2 certificates of compliance, a copy of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District Certificate of Occupancy shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Six, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Seven, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Eight, the existing buffering shall be preserved along the north, east, and south sides of the property. And eight, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. Or nine, I think. Sorry.
Has any of the commission got any questions for them?
I just wonder, have they come up with an engineering plan to get rid of the stormwater?
No, we've not done any further work with that. We don't know if we'll have funding for this construction project till December, so we have not invested any further, money in engineering costs because of that.
Anybody else? Nothing? Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve as read.
Second. You second it?
You second it?
Yeah, we got
okay.
A second.
I didn't hear you, Randy. Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Everybody opposed? Okie dokie.
Thank you, Commissioners. Appreciate it.
Okay.
What we got?
I don't know if this will come right on or not.
Randy. Okay. Do you want to wait on you, Bob, or?
He might be able to get the computer.
We're not. You folks ain't no big fizz, are you?
Do you want to take a brief recess?
Give us a minute here, and we'll.
Don't know if it'll.
Well, you guys read this.
Yep. Can we go ahead with this deal out on 160?
Yeah. Or,
there's no video on it anyway.
Yeah.
Is that what you want, a motion? I just want to know what we thought about it.
And we've got one concept request, too.
Yeah. He wanted to know it's going ahead at Z3 or whatever it is.
Can we go out of order?
I can go ahead and talk about all the business.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. New business.
If everybody's read this, Bill and Kelly Majors, they're just past H Highway on the right there where all the buildings are, the tar shop, and the building forest to the west, I guess they're wanting to put in a video.
Yeah, from what I understand, it was originally approved, I mean, according to the decision of record, it was to be a used car facility, tire store, light repair facility, motorcycle sales, but then it did say that there was a fourth building that was to be determined, which was left kind of open.
Well, that would be the fourth building, but according to the pictures,
but,
right?
Well, it's my understanding, I guess, according to the applicant, I think it's the first building. He's wanting to...
The first building to the west.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's wanting to put it where the...
Everybody know where that building's at?
Where the upholstery shop had been located. Here's a... Here's an aerial of it. That's probably the best one. He's wanting to put it in this building.
Right. In the past, ain't we still made him come in?
Well, we've had this decision a few times.
Yeah.
And it's set up for retail now, and I don't know that it's, and we're just talking about another type retail type business.
Mr. Levin didn't think that he would have any more cars coming to the site than originally.
And I don't know that there would be any.
The only difference that we could really see...
Might be less, the way things are.
The only condition that he was going to have a difficult time complying with, there was a condition that the hours of operation would be 8 to 6.
Yeah, he's going to need some later hours.
And he basically indicated he'd be open 9 to 9.
There's no homes on the west side of this business, is there? Isn't there some vacant land between it?
I don't believe
so. The nearest house would be down there by that far place on the right there. It would be the closest house. No, you got the VFW building.
Well, it's across the street.
You got the VFW building.
Residential on the other side.
Or L Club.
Yes. Yeah, there's a vacant lot right beside it.
And the buffer, and we do have... Right. And we do have a buffer as far as green area there. I don't see how that could make any difference. Does he want to stay open until 9?
Yeah, basically 9 to 9 and then 9 to 10 on Saturday is what he's...
There's two or three houses right there across from him.
Well,
it's close.
Well, there is.
Shoot. Or here it is. Sorry. And here's the same thing, you know.
And this is a house here. There's some retail stuff been used out of that house in the past.
Yeah, and here's kind of the
straight across from
here. We got a picture.
Yeah, here's picture. And this is just the same thing, just a larger version.
I can't see that it would really interfere making that till 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock on Saturday.
It's
a retail operation right on the highway.
And I
think an additional light would be good.
And that would probably be the only change to the exterior. Would just be.
And
you
we
know.
Need to make sure that it was pointed towards the property.
Not nobody lives in that there across from it right there. So what do we need to do? Vote on this? Put lights in there and change that, you're going to tell him or?
Really, I just wanted to present it to the commission as far as whether or not a Division III permit would be required or not required, a new.
Is he going to do anything additional, or he's not going to use that entire building for this thing?
It's my understanding that he's probably just going to use primarily the front portion here. It's been an upholstery shop.
Right.
Now, I'm not 100% positive if he's going to use 100% of the building or if he's just using the southern portion. But I know for sure.
Well, we need to make sure that he doesn't just chop it up and put a bunch of little shops or something in there.
And he'll be leasing, you know, he'll be leasing it, so.
We don't want him to lease it out to a dozen different things.
Yeah.
We'd like to maintain a little control, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Make that as well as that's understood. I don't think there's any changes, do you think?
I don't. I'm fine. Everybody fine with that?
And that's all I really had on that.
Okay, let's go to Sam's Nightly Rental.
And then, of course, on the since this is a concept hearing, we normally have the applicant present, you know, what's proposed. It's located at 1264 Goodnight Hollow Road, and this is some aerial photos of the location. It's off of State Highway 176, and then onto Goodnight Hollow Road. You won't see the structure because the house has actually been built since these aerial photos were taken. It's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, does it sit approximately area?
Yeah.
And so the house itself would sit somewhere in here, and there...
Right past the bridge, the covered bridge on the right.
On the right-hand side.
And just have some different views of it. But like I said, it basically sits right in this area, and they're
Is that the new house they built that you're talking about right there?
Yes.
And the new base road goes up the hill across from it?
And this was the only photo we had in file.
Goes up across from it?
Yeah, there is a little road that goes up to the north.
Go ahead, Bob. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I may interrupt you.
No, I was just going to say this is the only photo we had in file at the time of construction. So I'm sure it appears much different than that now.
It's changed a lot since then.
So how close is it to the property line?
It's a long ways from each side.
That's what I was thinking. It's like 400 some odd feet, I think, from this side, isn't it? Something like that.
Yeah. And it's further from the other side. There's nothing across the road from it, and there's really nothing but a field. And it's quite a ways back. Yeah, and there's just a field back behind it to the south.
So it's a two-bedroom?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how many people would that allow? So we're talking about six?
I was going to look at that septic permit. It is served by a septic system, and so we haven't really had an opportunity to talk, and I apologize, but that's one of the things
it's
I was
oversized,
really...
It's an oversized septic tank. I built it that way on purpose.
And that was one of the things I was going to express is, per our regulations, the number of guests will be limited if it's approved based on the capacity of the septic system.
Okay, anybody got any questions for him? I'm blank, Bob, on the date in October.
Oh, okay. It will be, I've got too much stuff here. The public hearing will be October 14th. It'll actually fall on a Tuesday this next month. There's a holiday on Monday, so...
So October the 14th?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll see you all then.
Thank you.
Thank you. That hall right there with the ropes in there. Yeah,
that's really good. Sorry
about that. So we got anything else? I didn't get none of that.
I really don't have anything.
I had that last month.
I didn't get none of that. So I didn't know what we were looking at. Are we done?
Yep.
Somebody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
We're adjourned.